This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Mills, M like Mary, I-L-L-S, date of birth 12-5 of 1932. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Mills with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. She has lost 10 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's been trying to eat much healthier, she reports. She did attend a Kidney Smart class on 11-6 of 23, and she had a lot of questions about the correct diet for kidney disease. That is all based on labs, and we will restrict potassium if the potassium levels become elevated, also phosphorus. But at this point, her last potassium level is normal, and the phosphorus levels also are normal. So she only needs to follow a low-salt diet, and I reassured her of that. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the spironolactone 25 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily also. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds, pulse 65, and blood pressure 120 over 60. No, neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 1st, 2024. Creatinine is 1.8, wait a minute, creatinine is 1.80. That's slightly better than the previous level of 1.88. Estimated GFR, 26. Albumin, 4.6. Calcium, 9.3. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 27. Phosphorus, 4.2. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease without progression and no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, proteinuria. No changes, and 4, Sjogren's syndrome. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.